Today, Massachusetts enters a new phase of reopening from the coronavirus. Shops, restaurants, and hotels can welcome back customers for the first time since the pandemic disrupted business almost 3 months ago. But there are restrictions. To help explain, we turn this morning to WBUR's Callum Borchers. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, Bob.
So, Cal, I imagine the biggest sigh of relief comes from the hotel industry. Restaurants have been able to offer takeout and delivery. Retailers could sell online in the last couple of weeks, but hotels have been closed completely unless they're housing essential workers. So, are they raring to go?
You know, they are, but the challenge, Bob, is they only found out on Saturday that they could open today, and a couple of days is not a long time to amass bookings. So even the hotels are eager to host guests again, some are finding that reopening right away just doesn't make sense. Here's Paul Sacco. He heads the Massachusetts Lodging Association.
Some of them might not open till the end of June. Some might not open till the end of July. They have to rehire, restock, you know, the protocols of cleaning and signage, et cetera.
Those new protocols also include requiring hotel guests to wear masks in the lobby and other common areas, and hotels still can't book weddings, conferences, or other large gatherings.
A lot of hotels rely on those big events for a chunk of their revenue, of course. We know air travel is down significantly, which will likely impact summer tourism in the Boston area. So who exactly do you think is likely to book a hotel in the area right now?
Yeah, I mean, once you cross off the wedding parties and those far-flung tourists, you're kind of left with local vacationers. And I talked about this with Leora Lance, who chairs the graduate program at Boston University's School of Hospitality Administration. Here's what she's expecting.
What's going to come back first is leisure travel, just simply because of the pent-up demand and the desire to escape. What we've seen so far, and the numbers are kind of recent, is drive-to, you know, driving destinations, road trips.
So that may mean Massachusetts residents booking quick getaways to the Cape or the Berkshires, maybe visitors from other New England states. The good news for hotels, of course, is that people can start eating in restaurants again, which may make travel more appealing. You know, those hospitality sectors are closely connected.
Well, we'll talk more about restaurant dining now. You have a full report coming up on that next hour on Morning Edition. But what are you hearing from restaurant owners?
Well, I'm hearing some excitement, but also some pain. You know, the Massachusetts Restaurant Association estimates that the coronavirus pandemic has driven almost a quarter of the state's restaurants out of business for good. And if a restaurant doesn't have outdoor seating, it still can't open today because the state is only allowing dining al fresco for now. I paid a visit to one of the lucky ones that does have a patio and has survived, Trattoria Il Panino in the North End. And owner Frank DiPasquale is happy to be reopening, but says it's hard to turn a profit at reduced capacity.
The rents and the mortgages that we pay and the pay of the employees, everything that goes into making a restaurant work, you cannot do it not 25%, not 50%. You have to work at 100%. To have the outdoor seating will be a help, but that's not the total solution.
He says the total solution from a business perspective is to let restaurants pack the house again, but that may not happen for quite a while.
All right, let's get an update on the state's progress against the coronavirus. Today, of course, marks the beginning of phase two in the four-phase reopening process. So far, the state is following the best-case scenario in terms of the timeline that officials laid out last month, but it doesn't mean we're back or even close to normal yet, right?
No, it really doesn't. You know, and just to underscore the point, yesterday, 27 more people in Massachusetts were reported dead from the coronavirus. I mean, that's a number that would have shocked many a few months ago, and it counts as progress now. And the slowing death rate is indeed part of the encouraging trends that led Governor Baker to move on to the second reopening phase after just 3 weeks. But let's remember that many daily activities will be modified in some way until the fourth and final phase, and the state says that won't begin until there's a vaccine or effective treatment.
And of course, we don't know when that's going to be.
Right. It's hard to say because there's, you know, a lot of unknowns, including whether a vaccine will actually get to the finish line. But one of the leading vaccine candidates is being developed by Moderna Therapeutics in Cambridge. That drug is already in the midst of a phase two clinical trial, which is remarkably fast by the standards of the pharmaceutical industry. But the company has said all along that even if its vaccine does prove successful, it probably won't hit the market until next year.
All right, WBUR's Callum Borchers with the latest on the coronavirus here. Cal, thanks a lot.
Glad to be with you, Bob.